From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Greetings and welcome to Scrapbook, Roseau County. I'm Glenn Broggett. Today we welcome Irene Olson from the Roseau County Historical Society, and Irene's going to tell us today a story about how a young L.B. Hartz first got himself involved in the world of food sales as a door-to-door salesman in his teens. It was back in 1925 that L.B. Hartz opened his first store in Roseau, Minnesota, and from then on, he went on to become one of the largest owners of one of the largest chains of stores in the great state of Minnesota. Let's find out how L.B. Hartz got his start today on Scrapbook Roseau County.
This is how he kind of started. A young boy was ringing doorbells back in August 1909 in Duluth, Minnesota. He wore a suit, neatly buttoned knickerbocker pants, revealing his long stockings and sturdy high-top shoes. One disconcerned that he was selling something. His immaculate white shirt, tie, and flower in his lap and his lapel labeled him as a salesman. Brown hair cropped from the edges of his cap, he rang the bell of a house in the row of houses similar design. "Yes," a busy housewife greeted him. "Would you like to buy some nice fresh vegetables? See, I have carrots, radishes, lettuce, broccoli, yellow and green beans, and bunches of fresh washed produce for his inspection." The lady showed interest. "Who are you?" "My name is Lester Hartz. I raise these vegetables in our backyard, and I have more than my mother can use." "How old are you?" she required. "I'm 13, ma'am." The lady did want some of its vegetables, and she engaged the eager young lad in conversation as she made her selection. "What are you going to do when you grow up?" she said. "I'm going to be a farmer," came back the quick reply. "But I will have to go to agricultural school because I want to be a big farmer." "You will be," the lady remarked kindly. This was L.B. Hartz. That's how he got started in business.
Well, the innocent stuff. And from there, you know.
Well, you went on to mega millions. And the Hartz Foundation was the sole owner of L.B. Hartz Incorporated in October 1977. When Congress passed legislation making it illegal for charitable foundations to own or control a mercantile business. Promptly, L.B. Hartz approached the retailers of the stores to offer them a wholesale function cooperation. The earnings represented their interest in the wholesale were to be allocated annually to the retailers, and the funds were to be used toward payment of their indebtedness to the Hartz Foundation. And so that's how the different Hartz people got started in their own business, to own their own store.
And how those businesses sprung up all
yeah,
over
and
the
area. we had a Hartz store here in Roseau. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he started in Ross.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 Studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.